This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Donald Trump campaign wants Colorado counties whose voting equipment passwords were exposed online to rescan all ballots that have been processed so far. CPR's Benta Berkland reports that would include more than 1.5 million ballots.
The Colorado Secretary of State's office confirmed that a spreadsheet posted for months on the department's website included a hidden tab with a list of passwords for the voting machines. Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold said a preliminary investigation indicates the posting was an accident and that it poses no immediate security threat. Trump's campaign has asked the state to halt processing of mail ballots and prepare to rescan all ballots. Colorado law allows counties to open and scan mailed ballots ahead of the election, but they aren't tabulated until polls close at 7 p.m. this Tuesday. Griswold's office and county clerks have said Colorado's voting systems are protected by layers of security and redundancies. No single error can compromise the integrity of the system. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A Colorado man is sentenced for his role in the January 6th riot. Patrick Montgomery from Littleton will spend 37 months in prison for assaulting an officer at the U.S. Capitol. He will also serve 3 years of supervised release. Court documents say Montgomery and two other men wrestled an officer to the ground and tried to grab the officer's baton. Montgomery was seen kicking the officer in the chest. The Denver Film Festival starts today. It runs through November 10th with 185 titles that will screen across the city. Some special screening locations include the Botanic Gardens and the Museum of Nature and Science. Some films have Colorado ties. The drama Color Book is about a single father raising a child with Down syndrome. Jeremiah Daniels from Aurora plays the son. A film called Elevation was made in Golden and Boulder. Some details about the Denver Film Festival are at CPR.org. It's 6 minutes after 8. This is CPR News.